This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we go. Adam Berry, our friend from MLB.com. The consensus in this room for sure. Real good guy, Adam Berry.
Yeah, real good.
Outside of him being a Florida grad.
Try not to hold it against
Yes, wonderful guy. So this tweet from 17 hours ago. And here's the Gordie Howe hat trick, if you will. Tyler Glasnow, second inning. Bunt single, stolen base. Walk, infield single, error. Wild pitch, walk, homer. Then, pop up, strikeout, ground into the shift. It's 6-0 Jays.
One ball left the infield.
Right. That is from Adam Berry. That's all one tweet. Now that Twitter has been expanded to being doubled. So anyhow, that's from Adam Berry. That doesn't surprise me one bit. I expected him to strike out the side after all of that on nine pitches. Nonetheless, we talk about Tyler Glasnow, and we wonder, when will this guy ever get it? I'll tell you where I've arrived, and I'm there, and I've been there for a little while. I don't anticipate anything from this guy. It'd be a surprise if he gave the Pirates anything. I'm close to giving up on him. Does that sound crazy about, what is he, 24 years old? I don't know. He has not proven to be trustworthy, and for me, he's not headed in a direction where you can trust him. I totally break him down and start him all over. He hasn't shown me anything.
But even when you break him down and start all over, it's still going to come to what's between the ears, and that's one thing Ray Searich can't fix. So for me, I've seen enough. I agree with you. I'm not even thinking about it. I'd love to take Brault's head and put it on his. That's impossible. So with that being said, I'm ready to just move him along.
Yeah, and the problem is it clogs up a roster spot now because they're not going to send him to Indy because there's nothing for him to do there. They're probably going to put him in the bullpen, and he's going to throw a couple innings once a week, you know, in a blowout or mop-up duty or something. And it's painful to watch him think, like, mid-delivery as he's throwing the ball.
Well, here's Colin, the danger.
The
here's
this isn't
the
like
danger.
An arm slot. This isn't a move.
No, this is a guy who just doesn't have confidence in himself or loses his mind when he gets on a major league mound for the most part. Here's the danger in what you just described, though, Chris. They're eventually, if he stays in the bullpen, right? Because you would think that if when Musgrove gets healthy, he's their fifth starter. They get their rotation intact, right?
I mean, I think
so. If he goes into the bullpen, eventually, no matter how it works out, guys get dinged up, guys can't go, guys work the night before. You're eventually going to have to throw an inning of consequence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you trust that he's going to have the control? Like, if you're a starter and you walk a guy to lead off the second, okay, go get him. You got other chances. If you're handed the ball and it's a 1-1 game in the seventh inning or the sixth inning and you need to get a guy out, you can't waste four pitches.
That's what I mean. This is a wasted roster spot if he's in the bullpen. It's like he's your Wade LeBlanc this year. That's what it amounts to.
If you give me a specialist and a lefty and a guy who's a get-one-guy-out kind of guy that I can trust all the time – give me Ray King, someone like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'll take that kind of guy and run the risk. He'll walk a guy once in a blue moon. I can't. Tyler Glasnow's going to walk somebody once every two outings, at least somebody.
Yeah.
He's just not a bullpen guy. Well, he hasn't shown the command.
And the problem, too, is at some point he's gonna start games this year because you get injuries. You're not going to go a whole season with just five starters, probably not just six either, and Brault's your sixth guy. I mean, he's their seventh guy in the rotation depth chart. He's going to start a handful of games at the major league level this year. And there's a better chance that they end up looking like yesterday than they end up looking like legitimate major league starts.
Yeah, this is way beyond the aha moment, a eureka moment that he had. This is one of those, okay, thank you. Even when you're retooling, you can't throw him on the mat.
I'd love to give him the benefit of the doubt. I thought from the very beginning that Tyler Glasnow's personality was different than the other guys that they had. He was a guy who came off to me, and it's just me personally being in the clubhouse, seeing him, and he came off to me as kind of a know-it-all, kind of a guy who, and even in the interactions he had in public view with Ray was kind of like he almost refused to take direction. Like, I don't need to, you don't need to tell me anything. I'll get it figured out.
And I think it started like that. And I think he has been so broken down at this point that that's where the confidence issues really come in. He thought he knew it all. He came in. His talent wasn't enough to get him through the rough patches. He's got crazy talent. He
could
throw the ball 100 miles an hour.
Do you trust him in a mop-up role? If it's 6-1, don't you sit on the edge of your seat and say, I hope it doesn't become 6-3 because then we're going to have to use a real guy.
It's going to be 6-5 soon.
Right. And then even if you win, then you blow through two more arms in the bullpen.
You're right.
I think he needs to start the season in Indy. I don't know, but here's the thing. No matter if he throws four no-hitters in a row in Indy, what's the magic pill that – or what's the magic potion that he shows you? It's like, okay, now I got it. He's just – until he throws two shutouts in a row in Pittsburgh, I'm never going to believe he's a major league pitcher.
He could win a Cy Young in Pittsburgh, right. And I'd be like, well, you never know.
Every time he struggles, it's just frustrating. It's frustrating for me that he wasn't flipped – whenever he seemed to reach his peak.
Absolutely.
And is that fair? I mean, you can't always visit the past, but right. In this case, people wanted him.
And look, when you look at the three names that a couple years ago, everybody was talking about flipping for a big-time pitcher, a big-time arm, they were Glasnow, Meadows, and Bell. I wouldn't want to have flipped Josh Bell. Josh Bell, I think, is a future big league all-star. But the other two, certainly, you sit there and say, man, if only.
Mistakes are mistakes. I mean, people make them, and they do all the time. And I think that this one could be a big mistake that he wasn't. And who cares if he would have gone somewhere else and found it? He was a commodity and a sought-after one.
Yeah.
At that point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.